Alex Smith beginning his third season in a starting role.
And Kevin, that's important, that third season. I anticipate a big year out of Alex Smith.
You know, I had very high expectations. I thought that the addition to Jeremy Maclin, another year with Albert Wilson.
With Travis Kelce growing up, the wealth of talent he had around him with the supporting cast, my belief was that he was going to have his best year ever.
And now the Chiefs going to throw a pick. A late throw. Tlaib reads it and picks the pass. Now dumps it, and it's intercepted by Shields at the 18-yard line, up the right sideline. It's a snapback just in time. Alex Smith is going to be buried. No chance. Play fake to him. Alex Smith's in trouble. Sacked. And they just engulf him back at the 11-yard line.
This season was a lot like his career, where he starts off really slow, and then somewhere along the way, he finds the resolve to push forward and to surprise people.
For Smith in particular, I think you knew he could play better because he'd played better for a couple of years. I don't think you knew how much better, and I don't think you knew that he would really take off.
Play clock. Alex Smith throws left side. Pass caught. Conley stretches out. Touchdown! Kansas City!
Nice play!
It's not often that a guy around 30 years old takes a big step forward, but I think Alex Smith did that this season.
2015 season for Alex was arguably the best of his career.
And that will do it. Kansas City is going to get rid of five games of frustration with a victory over the Pittsburgh Steelers.
That feels good, man. That feels good, man.
They have third and 10 at their own 49. An empty backfield. They snap it with one on the play clock. Alex Smith will run left. He's got all kinds of room.
The funny thing about Alex is that people kind of forgot that he is a really good athlete.
You know, he would go through his progressions. If it wasn't there, you know, he's got the athletic ability. Let's use it.
Alex was a guy that understood how powerful his legs were.
Running the football, being mobile, the more he did that, the more he understood that I'm helping my team win by doing what I can do well.
As confident as he is as a runner, I don't think he ever really understood just how impactful that can be until this season. And I think around that Detroit game in London, you really started to see Alex Smith, the playmaker, start to flourish.
West, Alex Smith in trouble, trying to buy time, now runs. 35, 40, across the 45. Alex Smith still 40 of the Lions. Alex Smith in the pocket, trying to get away. Looked like he was sacked. Then he escaped to his left and then turned it on. Alex Smith angles left, touchdown! Alex Smith thinks he's back with the Utah.
He was willing to take off if he had to. He was going to make the big play. And he was going to trust some of his receivers when he forced the ball into tight coverage to be able to make those throws to win ball games.
Touchdown, Kansas City, on an excellent throw in the back middle of the end zone.
Specifically, I remember the Buffalo game where that team was playing very aggressively and they're putting their cornerbacks on islands, and Alex went down the field and made plays.
Alex Smith with time. Fires for the end zone. Kelce, he's got it on a post pattern. Touchdown! Again, a clean pocket right for Maclin. Deep. Right side, caught it. Touchdown! Kansas City on a deep bomb of 41 yards.
You know, Alex plays, he's got his style, and I think people that decide or make the comments that they want him to play outside of that style haven't really been paying attention.
I think a lot of things Alex does aren't necessarily quantifiable or easily recognizable. That's where I think he has his biggest moments, doing the thing people don't always see.
We still, to this point, have not seen Alex hit on every single cylinder and reach that ceiling that he has.
I think there are a lot of good pieces in place for Alex to have a good year.